So this morning, I've written out a bit of a shorter message, just given that we had so much going on in our awesome service today. And so if you wind up getting home before the roast is done, you can thank me later. But today I want to talk about how we can and should develop a kind of super strength as Christians. You know, the Christian life is not meant to be easy. It's not meant to be easy. Christians are often endure persecution. Look at Syria today. Look at what's going on in Syria. Many Christians are being murdered for their faith, for just taking a stand, just to go to church, just to worship God freely. They're not worshiping God freely. They're doing it covertly. They're being murdered over there. Aren't you so thankful for our great nation? I am. And even with its many problems, I'm still thankful that we don't have to go through that kind of horrible persecution. And so I hope that you're thankful for that this morning. And but we do face persecution nonetheless, don't we? We're mocked, we're taunted, we're made fun of, we're often left out, we're misunderstood, harshly criticized. Our current culture is very much at odds with our faith. If you choose to stand for God's will, instead of man's law, you're called a bigot or a hater or any other number of names. I know our students, we talk about it a lot, they're bombarded with anti-biblical views and they're made to feel guilty for not conforming. We've lost our way because we've lost sight of where our strength truly comes from. Our strength does not come from political correctness. I think that you can see that. Aren't we at the height of political correctness and yet we seem so weak? Our strength does not come from giving in to worldly desires or obtaining worldly successes. Our strength comes from the Lord. We'll talk about that this morning. But we have an adversary, don't we? And he seeks to steal, kill, and destroy the abundant life that Jesus wants to develop in us and for us. As Christians, we're always at war with him. Always. We're often at war with ourselves. I know I am. We often find our biggest enemy is our own self, our sinful nature, and our desire to sin. The Christian life is not meant to be easy. I hope that you're not taking it easy. It's not meant to be easy or to be taken easy, and God did not intend for us to be weak. And I just look around so many times, and I feel like we seem to be weak as Christians sometimes because we're forgetting where our strength comes from. He's given us great access to his strength, and he expects us to take advantage of that strength as we live out our lives for him and the building of his kingdom. So this morning, I want to encourage our students and our graduates and all of us here to develop a super strength as we live out our faith. I'll primarily be focusing on one verse this morning. It's a very common verse. I'm sure you know it well. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And nowadays, when I hear this verse, I often think about a famous local Christian celebrity. Does anybody know who I'm thinking about? Anybody? Tim Tebow. I heard a few people say it. That's right. Tim Tebow, that's right. You know, he now lives in Columbia, and he plays baseball for the Columbia Fireflies team. And he's kind of known for this verse because he used to paint it under his eyes when he played football at the University of Florida. I just think that's awesome to have your name so closely associated with a verse from Scripture. You know, I read out a verse of Scripture, and I ask you guys who I'm thinking of, and a lot of you knew. Isn't that neat? We should all let our friends and family and people that we know, we should let them know our most savored verses. The staff, not long ago, we shared our favorite verses with one another, and I really enjoyed that. And I know that our pastor, another local Christian celebrity, one of his favorite verses, Psalms 42:1, as the deer panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. And I think he would want us to remember that for a long time to come. And I think and I hope that the students know my favorite verse.
Philippians 1:21.
That's right. Philippians 1:21. To live is Christ, to die is gain. That wasn't staged at all. Good job. Pay you later. In Oreos. The first part of that verse is a motto to me. You know, it reminds me to love Jesus in each and every moment of my life. And to love him is to obey him. And so it's a reminder to constantly obey him, even when I don't want to, even when it's difficult, even when the world says not to and that it's silly. We're supposed to love and obey Christ to find that strength. Sometimes this motto feels like a wish list to me or an unobtainable goal to live for Jesus all the time. That's hard, but the Christian life is not meant to be easy. It's easier said than done sometimes, but it's a great life motto. And nevertheless, we should find motivation from this verse because of its second part. To die is gain. God promised to raise me up when I die because of my faith in Jesus. And even though I often fail him and sometimes turn and walk other ways, I know that he views me as his own. And so to die is gain. Those four words, they guide me, they comfort me, and they remind me of my already rewarded purpose. Isn't that amazing? That God gives us individual purpose and potential, and then he gives us the rewards of his kingdom even before we live out our lives. That is love, right? God loves us. It's that promise of eternal gain when we die and the love of the Lord that should motivate us. That's what should be our motivator, to submit and obey him daily. And so I just wanted to share my favorite verse with you guys this morning. That's just a little bit on the side. That won't cost you anything, Brother Johnny. Now I'll start the real lesson. If we could change the slide to Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Now, Paul wasn't talking about obtaining the ability to fly or being able to move faster than a speeding bullet. You know, he wasn't talking about becoming more powerful than a locomotive or leaping over tall buildings in a single bound. I don't believe that's what he was talking about. You know, over the years, a lot of students have asked me about this verse and whether that's what it means and that's what it's saying. And I'm not saying that God can't lead us to do the impossible. Remember, God made a donkey talk. God calls Jonah, not my son, but the other Jonah, to be swallowed by the big fish. Then he calls the big fish to safely spit Jonah back out. God can certainly do the impossible in us and through us. But I believe that this verse, I believe that what Paul is saying is, I can overcome the hardships in my life through the strength of Christ. And I can handle the opportunities to do big things for God's kingdom through the strength of Christ. And so we can face whatever challenge is in front of us, and we can do well in that challenge because of the super strength that's available to us through Jesus. Remember what Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 11:24 through 27. I'll read it here for us this morning. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. Those were his own people. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. Can you imagine being shipwrecked once? Paul was shipwrecked 3 times. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I'm constantly on the move. I've been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my own countrymen, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false brothers. I've labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I've known hunger and thirst and have often gone without food. I've been cold and naked. These are the kinds of things that Paul was talking about and referring to when he wrote Philippians 4:13. And this is confirmed when we read the verse before it, Philippians 4:12. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. So whether Paul was beaten and starving, whether he was well-fed and comfortable, he realized that true strength comes from the Lord. He knew that when he faced hard times, he needed the strength of the Lord to help him endure. But he also knew that he needed the strength of Christ to overcome the complacency that comes from comfort and soft times. I think that's what our country is going through sometimes. We're so comfortable. Things are so soft for us. We get complacent. We forget about him. We think our strength comes from somewhere else. And that's why he said that he had learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. It's not the stuff. It's not the successes of the world. It's the strength of the Lord. Paul knew that he and we could only become all that our Creator intended for His creation to become through the strength of Christ. We can endure and overcome great hardships when we look to Jesus for our comfort and strength. And we can accomplish great things for the kingdom of God through the talents and the abilities, the passions that God has given us, along with the strength of Christ. Remember that all who have placed their faith and trust in Jesus Christ have received the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God literally dwells within us to empower us, to help us overcome the sinful nature that also dwells within us. And as we submit ourselves to the power of the Holy Spirit, we gain more of His power. We truly can do amazing things through the power of God's Spirit, made possible through the work of Jesus Christ. And so maybe you're saying, okay, I believe that. I believe that I can overcome life's challenges and make the most of life's opportunities through the strength of Christ, but how exactly can I get this super strength? By imitating Jesus, by being like Christ, by following His example, by denying yourself like He did in living for the Father. Paul also wrote in Ephesians chapter 5, 1 and 2, he said, "Be imitators of God and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave Himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." Catch this. The sacrificial way Jesus expressed His love for us is not only the means of salvation, but also an example of the way we are to live for the sake of others. I tell the students all the time, you know, around Easter we talk about Jesus' great sacrifice. He died on the cross for us. And of course that's true, and of course that's a great sacrifice. But He sacrificed every second of His life for you, every moment of His life. When He felt hungry and He wanted to go grab a bite to eat, but He still had ministry to do, He ministered. You know, He sacrificed every desire that He had, every natural desire and tendency that we have in the flesh. He overcame that every moment for you and for me. We need to be of the same mindset. We need to follow that example and imitate that, imitate our Lord and Savior. It seems counterintuitive, but we do well to remember that godly wisdom is not a product of intellect. It's a gift from God to those who obey Him and ask for it. James 1:5 tells us that. If you lack wisdom, ask. You want to share in the super strength of Jesus Christ? Then deny yourself. Deny yourself and serve Him as He leads you to serve others. Spend constant time, consistent time, in humble prayer, seeking God's will and plan for your life. Jesus did this. He spent much time in prayer with the Father. And I truly believe that a humble and submissive human heart can move the heart of God. God will always bless and reward your obedience, oftentimes with more opportunities. And so if you want more opportunities in life, graduates, students, the rest of us, if you want more opportunity in life, obey the Lord. Imitate Jesus. Live and love like Jesus did. And draw from His unending supply of strength. Graduates, I said it was bittersweet. I get a little upset this time of year. I can't help but to think, I'm always reminded this time of year of those nasty statistics that say that most of you will graduate and leave the faith and never come back. But that doesn't have to be you. I firmly believe that you can overcome those statistics, but not in your own strength. own your mind, own your time, and never let him go. Students, remember that with summer comes much free time. And I know you're happy about that. But at the same time, with much free time comes many temptations. We'd all do well to remember this. Lean on the strength of the Lord to help you make the most of your free time and not be pulled away from him. And to everyone here this morning, I'd encourage you to evaluate your life today. Are the struggles of life beating you down? It happens. Turn to Jesus for the strength to overcome them. Are you facing opportunities in life that seem too big for you? Turn to Jesus for the strength to make the most of those opportunities. Do you find yourself struggling with complacency? And I have to admit that that has been me before. I've been there. Turn to Jesus for the strength to reignite your passions for him. Whatever it is you're facing in life, God wants you to allow the strength of his Son to sustain you. In Dutch Fork, we're going through a transition as a church family, aren't we? Yeah? As our beloved and retiring pastor has warned us, we could become like grasshoppers in the face of what we feel is giant change. But we do well to remember that we serve a God who's already given us the keys of his kingdom and all the power and strength that comes with it. And our obedience to him is all the power that we need to accomplish his plan for his church. So I want to encourage us this morning, as we close, to come to this altar and pray. Pray for our church. Pray for our pastor and his family. Pray for our future pastor. Pray for the issues in your life that you need strength in. Maybe you need to come and pray just to thank Jesus for the strength that he's already provided and supplied for you in your life. And if you're here this morning, if you've never given your heart and your life to Jesus Christ, let today be the day. You don't have to live this life in your own power. You don't have to worry about the things in life that are too big for you. Jesus has all the strength that you need. He bled and he died for you so that you might be forgiven and restored to a right standing with God. And he rose again, overcoming death itself, so that one day those who trust in him can do the same. To die is gain. Now that's what I call super strength. So if you'd like to give your life and your heart to Jesus today, please come down forward and talk with me about that as we begin this next song of invitation here in just a moment. Whatever it is that you're facing today, good, bad, or in between, turn to Jesus for the strength to carry you through.